neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Opening up the Mishkan at the time of Moshe Ben Aaron Shalom, Aharon HaKohen brought that get blessing to Am Yisrael. So it's brought that Vayisa Aharon et yadav el ha'am meivarechem. So as you probably noticed, those that they got Aliyah in the Torah, yadav, it's written yado. Some of the Chumashim brings this, that the way it's written, yadav, the way you write it, yud, dalet, yud, vav. But the way it's written in the Torah is yud, dalet, vav. It's like yado, one hand. But we, the Baal Gore, when he reads it as yadav. But why? So now here, one point that we learn, that to reach Berachot Ham Shamayim, you have to make sure there is unity in family, with children, parents, with your spouse, Am Yisrael, to be honored to have the blessing, we have to have Achdut. So that's why we're still waiting for Beit HaMikdash. So that's why here it says Yado, not Yadav, to teach us that the only way that we can receive the blessing, that father and the children, mother and the children, as the Gemara brings, unfortunately, in time of the Mashiach, we see the children, they have very, very not pleasant attitude toward their parents. Yeah, so that means there's a unity, yeah, there's Achdut. So Gemara brings that the children, they don't honor, they don't respect their parents. The son is very impolite to their father. The daughter is the same way. So here we learn to receive the blessing, you have to have Achdut. There's a halakha about Kohanim to go to Dukhan. When Baruch Hashem every morning we are honored that to receive the blessing, there's a halakha. If the Kohen doesn't like the Tzibur, so he cannot go to the Dukhan. And the same aspect, if the Tzibur, Chasu Shalom, doesn't like the Kohen, so then he cannot go to the Dukhan. So that's what the halakha is. So now here it's very interesting. When the Pasuk is informing us that Aharon gave blessing to Am Yisrael, Rashi HaKadosh says, Ve'ivarechem, he gave a blessing because Kohanim. But there's a puzzling point here. Bikat Kohanim, we don't have Bikat Kohanim yet. Bikat Kohanim is brought where? In the Torah? Sefer Bamidbar, Parshat Naso. But now there's no Bikat Kohanim. There's no such a thing. And it's very interesting. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, never would happen if the Kohen is not present in the Beit Knesset. Chas v'shalom. So you see Chazan, instead of saying the Pesukim, what does he say? Remember what he says? I'm sorry? He says, Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu, barachenu b'veracha ha-mishuleshet v'atorah, ha-ketuvah al yedei Moshe avdach. So the Chazan asks Ribono Shel Olam that we be blessed with the three important Pesukim. Ha-amura mipi Aharon u'banav kohanim. It says that he is told by Aharon. Aharon? No. The Chazan says that now that the Kohen is not in the Beit Knesset, so we're going to use a replacement that is said by Aharon or by Torah. The three Pesukim, is it mentions in the Torah or Aharon said it out of himself? Which one? A Pesukim that the Kohanim, they repeat after Chazan. Did Aharon say it on his own, or it's written in the Torah? Which one? It says in Parashat Naso, I just mentioned. In Sefer Bamidbar, Parashat Naso. But here Chazan says, Mipi Aharon uvanav kohanim. So what is this? Aharon didn't say it, it says in the Torah. So Chazan should say, if the Kohen, Chas v'shalom, is not present in Beit Knesset, now we're going to say the Pesukim that is mentioned in the Torah. What is it? Yorcha Hashem Yishmerecha, Shepanim Lecha Yichuneka, Shepanim Lecha Yisem Lecha Shalom. So here, back to the Rashi after Parsha, Rashi says that Aharon HaKohen blessed Am Yisrael, Bikat Kohanim. But he didn't know Birkat Kohanim. Birkat HaKohanim is not commanded yet. It's later on in Parashat Nasoh. So now, here, back to what we mentioned. If the Kohen doesn't like the Tzibur, can he go to the Dukhan? No. If the Tzibur, they don't like the Kohen, can he go to Dukhan? No. So now, when Aharon HaKohen made the Egel, they forced him. Did he like Am Yisrael? No, Chas v'Shalom, because they forced him to make the Egel, right?
Yes.
He was very angry at him, no? Because they forced Aharon to make the Egel, right? So now in the same way, Am Yisrael was pleased with Aharon when he made the Egel, yes? No, but later on, at the time being, they forced him. But later on, when they noticed that Moshe is back, and they made a mistake, were they happy to did such a thing?
No.
No. So now, yeah, look here, listen to this. So now, as we mentioned about the Hilchot Bet Knesset, so now, Aharon was not happy with Am Yisrael, right? And also, Am Yisrael, they were not happy with Aharon. So now, the halakha doesn't permit Aharon give blessing to Am Yisrael. Just like the Kohen that doesn't like the Sibur, and Sibur, they don't like the Kohen, he cannot give the blessing. But here, what do we see? When the Rashi is telling us that Aharon gave Birkat Kohanim to Am Yisrael, what does that mean? That means even though that Aharon was forced to make the Egel, but still he forgave Am Yisrael. Even though that Am Yisrael, they wanted to make an Egel so bad, but when the Moshe came back, they were sorry, they were regretting what they did. So now they were not, so maybe they expected that Aharon would not agree. But still we see a very, very important point, and that is, so here we see an unbelievable point, that Aharon HaKohen, even though he made the Egel, and they forced them to make an Egel, but still, he forgave them. And that's what we see here. Vayisa Aharon et yadav. It's written in the Torah, yado. It's written yado. He says that he gave him a full blessing with both hands. Yeah, because that's what exactly it is. When the Kohen goes to Dukha, what does he say? What does the Kohen say? Do you know? No. When the bracha that he says, what's the bracha he says? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Bless
you. Why? Why do they have to say? Why?
Because he might have reason to
be
upset
at
them.
So what? So now the Kohen, that let's say he's not feeling well, is, you know, as we said, you know, he doesn't want to give the full loving blessing. So here we learn the source is right here. The same way that Aharon HaKohen, when they made him to make the Egel, but still, he forgave them. It was very, very hard for him. Very, very, very big nisayon, big test for him. Yeah, but here, you see the position that he had, and he had to be forced to make such a terrible mistake that Am Yisrael caused. But still, he gave him a full blessing with love. And that's why we see right away the Shekhinah came down. And that's how it is. Many times, he became very frustrated. What kind of attitude is it? Why are you acting like this? What kind of manner is this? But instead, when you're willing to forgive people, and not only that, give him the blessing. And you see how the Shekhinah to Yitbarach is going to rest among Am Yisrael. אנשים יזכנו, זה בזכות.
כהן לנשמות, הלל כה הללו כה, כהן לנשמו, נשמו שלי. כהן לנשמות, הלל כה הללו כה, כהן לנשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.